Okay, hi, hello.
Hi, everyone.
My name is Nathan.
And I'm Greg.
And Greg's never seen Lost, so we're going to make him watch Lost, and we're going to follow that journey. Apologies if the sound is awful and if you hear a dog. There is a dog here, and we're just trying this out.
Yeah, he's got a serious need for attention. And yeah, I've never seen Lost, so consider me somewhat culturally deficient.
It's fine. We'll fix it. What do you know about Lost?
Unfortunately, I know the ending.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great start.
So this is going to be a journey on how we actually get there.
So yeah, we're going backwards.
Yeah. I remember there used to be a Facebook group called Jack Listen to Saeed, and it was apparently Lost-themed, so whatever that means, I'm excited to find out.
You'll find out.
And, yeah, that's about it. There's maybe a monster on the island or something. I don't know.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Do you remember the pop culture shift when Lost started? Do you remember all that drama?
I do. It was a cultural event for a lot of people to watch it every week.
Yeah. I actually didn't watch it week to week. Like you, my first episode was the last episode.
Oh, dear God.
I watched it live because I didn't know what was going on. And I loved it. So then I started it the very next day and ran through it. And this, with you, will be maybe my fifth or sixth time all the way through.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're a real fan.
I really like this show.
Yeah.
So, do you have any questions for me?
How many seasons are there?
Six.
Six seasons.
Six, I believe.
Okay, so this is a commitment.
And there's a short season because it happened during the writer's strike. And not the best one. It's okay. We'll get through it.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's watch Lost.
Let's watch Lost.
Alrighty. All right. Hi, hello. We're back.
We have just finished the first episode of Lost. All, 90 minutes of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Pilot is two parts. I count that as one episode.
Yeah.
Just finished it 2 minutes ago. Barely. What did you think?
It's good. It's good. There's clearly a bigger mystery, like, building. I like that everyone has their own little stories going on, too. No one's one-dimensional.
Which characters stick out for you right now?
For me right now, it would have to be the asshole redneck.
Mm-hmm. His name is Sawyer.
Sawyer.
Yes.
Of course it is.
Yes.
There's Charlie, the lovely little heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be it for now. Except, you know what? Actually, the Korean couple. I love the use of strange sea life.
Food. Very creative.
Yeah.
Very resourceful. I love that you thought the wife was his daughter. That was really funny.
That is the thing that I thought. That's true.
I'm surprised you think he looks that old. He is so sexy.
It was more the dynamic.
Daniel Day-Kim is so good looking.
No. That's an attractive man. Don't get me wrong.
It was just the dynamic. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love when she unbuttons her shirt when he walks away. You better work, bitch.
Mm. Let her go.
I'm excited for you to get to see more of them. They are one of my favorite characters on the whole show. So what do you think is happening right now?
I have no idea. I have no idea what's happening right now.
Okay.
It looks like they're going to try to find the source of a 16-year-old transmission or something.
Mm-hmm.
Cause clearly this is, you know, it feels like it's setting it up for like, oh my God, this is something that's happened before. So, why don't we figure out what they did last time to get rescued?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that would be my first thought if I were stuck in their
position. I like that take. That's a hot take. All right. Other things that stick out. The polar bear situation. Do you remember when that was such a big deal?
No, I don't remember hearing anything about that.
That was the first thing I ever heard about Lost was they're on a beach, but there's a polar bear. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to watch this. That sounds stupid.
No, that's definitely weird.
Yeah.
But it gives it almost like a fantastical edge to it. Because it feels like, along with this giant unseen monster that they have, the fact that there's a polar bear on this, like, tropical island,
mm-hmm.
Feels like a not quite reality situation.
Absolutely.
Or maybe like an alternate reality.
I love the sound design of the unseen monster. It sounds like clanging and like gears shifting or something.
Yeah, it definitely has like a mechanical feel to it. But
it doesn't feel
scary
organic.
Enough to do what?
It doesn't feel organic.
Doesn't feel organic.
No.
but it has enough of a huge, like, you can see the trees getting taken down by it and everything. So there's a terrifying element to it, no matter what it's made of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to know, you were giggling a lot when John Locke, he was the bald guy with the scar on his eye, when he was explaining the rules of backgammon to Walt, the child.
Yeah.
You were giggling a lot at his little history lesson. What was funny about that?
What was his name again?
John Locke.
John Locke.
Yeah.
Like the it just didn't surprise me that this person that seemed very at peace with the whole situation was interested to show someone one of his favorite board games. Like, oh, well, we've crashed. I'm going to sit here in the rain and chill. Hey, who wants to play a board game with me? Like, he's not concerned about his survival. So, clearly he's either horribly traumatized or extremely prepared.
Ooh. That's interesting. I'll say nothing else on that.
Okay.
John Locke is great. What a great character. I love all the characters except for Shannon. She's the blonde bitch yelling the whole time.
Oh, the sister?
She was the one tanning, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's the worst. Can't wait to see more of her.
Yeah.
What a bitch. Damn. So the set. I always think about how impressive the opening, like the initial plane crash reaction when everyone's running around. You said there was a lot of screaming.
Yeah,
I'm always
so
impressed by how good the beach set looks with all of those like actual big plane parts on it. It doesn't look like you can tell that this is a beautiful location that they blew the fuck up. And I love that.
So, wait a minute. It's on a beach?
They
actually
filmed this
beach?
In Hawaii, yes.
Oh, my
on
God.
A beach.
Okay.
There are,
good for them.
There are still some pieces of the set around that you can go take little tours and go see.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. No green screen there.
No, there's very little green screen in the show. Okay. From what I remember, nothing sticks out that's like, ooh, yikes.
Hmm.
That didn't age well. Except for the polar bear. That didn't look great. That really didn't look great.
No, and I could tell they didn't really want to show it after it died, too.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell if they wanted it to remain a big mystery or if they just couldn't build a polar bear that looked right.
I think it's the latter. I feel like I remember a story about the polar bear not looking good enough or not working. So they had to just be like, let's just get a rug.
This is a post-Jurassic Park world.
I know.
We can do better.
We absolutely could have done better. This is a hot 10-something years after Jurassic Park.
For real.
They definitely could have worked on that.
I will say that Jack doesn't really stand out to me a lot.
As the lead?
Yeah.
As the lead character?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, well, he's a doctor, so he's got all this experience. He's, like, read a bunch of stuff. So he maybe also has like a drinking problem, which by the way, how's that going? Like you're in the middle of a tragedy and
I know.
Are you fiending right now?
I love there are so many people who have little addictions and they're stuck on an island. Like eventually you're going to run out of cigarettes.
Mm.
Even if you have a carton, if
yep.
you're going to be there for a long time, you're going to run out of heroin if you're a Charlie.
Easily.
And I'm pretty sure Jack only had one tiny bottle of vodka.
Yeah, but he found others.
Okay,
because he
yeah,
was
right.
performing the surgery.
You're right.
Yeah.
Still, I don't think anyone's getting drunk in the future. We'll see. We don't know.
I can't see that as a possibility.
No.
But no, he doesn't seem very, like...
He's not standing
up to you. He
doesn't
have a lot of leadership qualities, but everyone keeps listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because he looks like every main character in a Mass Effect game?
Oh, you know, that could be it. Maybe they're just conditioned.
His last name is Shepard as well.
I have no idea what goes on
I really
in the
hope...
Mass Effect game. So
oh.
That was lost on me.
I'm sorry. Well, everyone looks like him.
Okay.
All the main character guys look just like him. They're very boring. They
you
don't
know
stick
he looks
out.
Like? You know who he looks like? Yeah. He looks like Tom in The Blacklist.
See, I don't know. I'm so sorry. That'll be our next podcast.
Okay. Next podcast. Blacklist.
I have to watch The Blacklist. Yes. There we go. We're already
planning making for the future.
We're already making plans. We're pitching. This is a pitch. What else? Jack's not sticking out to you. Who do you absolutely dislike and do not care about anymore? I said Shannon.
I'm not big on Shannon, but probably the guy with the shrapnel in who just woke up.
I don't even remember his name.
Yeah,
and I've
seen
the show multiple times.
Yeah.
I know he's a U.S. Marshal, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I did just remember when Ian Somerhalder pops up and you said he was 2004 hot.
Yeah.
Expand on that.
definitely the heartthrob that they want like your 20 something crowd and your teenager crowd to latch on to for sure. Yeah. A little bit of chest showing, some unkempt hair.
Oh, the flippy
blue eyes.
The flippy hair.
Yeah, obviously the flippy hair. Yeah. Yeah. We were into that back then.
He needed two collars and a puka shell to really sell the whole puka shell
tells you everything you need to know.
Ooh. Gay.
Very.
Bottom.
Oh, absolutely.
I think there's a code. Amazing. 2004 hot is absolutely correct. I imagine girls had posters of him on their wall.
Who else was hot in 2004?
Oh. Ooh, what was his name? Was it, was Fergie's husband Josh Duhamel? Josh Duhamel. Was he a 2004 hot? Ashton Kutcher, was that 2004?
Oh, there we go.
Ashton Kutcher was 2004 hot.
So, yeah. This is your great value brand, Ashton Kutcher.
Or, when I see that flippy out here, I always think All American Rejects. That guy. I remember taking pictures of him to go get my haircut.
Oh my god, the lead singer?
Yes, I believe his name is Tyson Ritter.
I saw them once in Kentucky.
Okay.
At this big indoor venue, and they played their greatest hits, but the lead singer was clearly like on cocaine.
Okay.
And was not into the crowd at all because he kept telling he kept asking the crowd what was wrong with them. Why they didn't have enough energy.
Oh, that's even worse when you call it out.
It was so cringy. I couldn't believe it was happening.
Yeah, just keep moving forward.
I felt bad for everyone involved.
I feel bad for you now.
Oh,
that's bad.
Yeah, it was not a great night.
If they went on tour today, would you go see them again?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
These were free tickets, to be clear. Like, this wasn't a thing that I, like, made a weekend out of. It was somebody handed me a couple tickets, and I was like, why not?
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
You didn't stand.
No.
It's
one of those bands where you're like, oh, yeah, I like three songs from them. But why would I really want to go see a show?
Would you ever be interested in hearing the song that Charlie was referencing that he, the You All Everybody?
Wait a minute.
Do you want to hear that song?
This is a real song?
Yeah, it's in the universe, a real hit single.
So you're telling me they actually made a full version?
I believe so. I believe you can listen to that. It pops up in the show in the future.
Oh my god. Yes. I would love to hear it.
Okay. I might bring that up for him post. I don't want to get sued. Because I don't know how any of this works. I don't know how the rights work.
Neither do I.
We'll figure it out. We're not sampling anything.
Not one
day. I will show it to you. I'll show it to you after this.
Okay.
It's a cute little bop. All right. Well, anything else to add about Lost? It looks like episode 3, Kate flashes back to when she was arrested by the marshal in Australia.
Hmm.
Did you catch where they were going and where they were coming from? By the way.
I heard the pilot say that something about Fiji. I can't remember if he said they were
okay.
They turned around where they ended up headed towards there, or that's where they were supposed to be, and they were like 1,000 miles off.
Yeah, they left from Australia.
Okay.
And then got off course and tried to reroute to Fiji, but then they were already lost.
It seems like a lot of people on this show are loss.
Famously, yeah, and famously has a huge cast of main characters. There isn't just one. I mean, Jack is like the white male lead.
I do have to,
but
give
there
that
are
to them.
A good 12 main characters, and everyone gets their own episode most of the time.
It is a rather, you know what, and that is a thing I was thinking about. It is a rather large ensemble cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how they're going to flesh out each of these characters, or if they're just going to start, like, killing them off real quick. Because it seems like a cast you're not going to be able to follow a story with if you've got these many.
If there's too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I do understand that maybe, like, more opportunities for people to latch onto a character. So just kind of, like, throw it at the wall and see what works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a great cast, though. And also, everyone's so hot.
Yeah.
I notice that more and more when I watch it is, damn.
Yeah, everyone in the cast is definitely hot. Like, everyone is there to make sure that as many demographics as possible.
I mean, there are some average people on the show, but they're typically in the background, like, picking up coconuts or weaving grass for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what the background people do.
But this is like...
I bet all the uglies died in the plane crash.
All the uglies died. But it's like a cast of... it's like a cast of like Indiana Jones types.
Yeah, everyone has like... Everyone seems like they're very equipped to be lost on an island.
Yeah.
With a spooky unforeseen
monster. Yeah, somehow or another, they all know how to survive right now. And they're just fine with it.
Love that. Even high on heroin. You can still climb a mountain. You can do it. It's been done. We just saw it.
Yeah, I want to know how he didn't fall.
I can't imagine you'd be at your best.
Absolutely not.
Not really.
I've seen people on heroin.
I have never done heroin. I still would not climb a mountain.
It's not. Yeah, you don't want to see that. You don't want to do that. Mostly people on heroin just sort of lie around.
Okay, so this show's bullshit. We should stop watching. Everything
you
I know.
Got everything.
Everything I know about Lost is fucking stupid now.
Though, to be fair, it's not like he was injecting it.
That's true. That's true. He was just gumming it. So cute. So ABC.
Ah.
Again, this came on the same night as, like, Desperate Housewives or something, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, okay. This wasn't Sunday night TV. I think this is, like, a Thursday.
Also, just for my own circle of pop culture knowledge,
mm-hmm.
The only two people in this entire show that I recognize are the Lord of the Rings people.
Oh, Dominique and...
And Evangeline.
Evangeline, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's it. I have no idea who any
I forgot she
are.
Is technically in the Lord of the Rings franchise now, because I did not watch The Hobbit. I tried, and I did not like it.
You made the right decision.
I know. I had no regrets.
I made it for two of those.
I'm so sorry. We'll get that time back one day.
Maybe it's now.
Yeah.
Not lost on an island.
We did notice there are a lot of, actors in this show that are also in Once Upon a Time, which I think is it's Lost adjacent. There are like Lost Easter eggs throughout Once Upon a Time that you would have never gotten because you have never seen this. But a lot of the actors are in this too. Emily DeRaven, she was Belle, I believe, in Once Upon a Time. And she's the pregnant girl in this.
Yeah.
She has blonde hair.
Yeah.
A few other people. I just can't think of it right now because I had to delete all of that show from my brain.
Pause.
Nah. It'll be more fun when like, oh, this one. Oh, this lady. This girl.
So we're just going to fly by night for the first episode and then wonder why we weren't more prepared?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We're going to figure this all out as we go.
Okay.
It's going to be great. Well, do you have anything else to add about Lost?
I don't. Okay. I don't. But next time I think I'm going to write my thoughts down.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Then the next episode will be longer.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
If you did.